Kardashian. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Adrienne Maloof is no longer a housewife. She is single and ready to mingle. She was just seen snuggling up to a much younger man, Sean Stewart, at a restaurant in L.A. So who's Sean Stewart? He's the son of Rod Stewart and Alana Hamilton. Adrienne is 51, and Sean is only 32.
Number four.
Remember when Tina Fey made that joke at the Golden Globes telling Taylor Swift to stay away from Michael J. Fox's son, Sam? Well, of course, people are going to ask Michael how he'd feel about that matchup. Well, first of all, Michael said he probably wouldn't even know who she was if Sam brought her home. But then he asked, Taylor Swift writes songs about everyone she goes out with, right? Well, that's right, Michael. He said that the inevitable breakup song Taylor would write would probably be called something like Sam, You Piece of Blank.
Number three.
When you see Jennifer Lopez on the latest issue of People magazine, know this. Somebody was probably fired for allowing that to happen to her. Sources say Jennifer's not happy with how she looks on the cover. People are comparing her look to designer Betsy Johnson, who is 70.
Number two.
Kim Kardashian is throwing up her hands. She is finally willing to give Chris Humphries what he wants, and that's an annulment. The hang-up's been, to get an annulment, you have to say that the marriage was a fraud, and Kim still stands by the fact this was not a fraud. She meant it, but she just wants to be done with that marriage so she can move on with Kanye West and have her baby. The only problem with this situation is Kris Jenner. She is adamant that Kim not give in to Kris's demands because she knows this can open a whole can of worms.
Number one.
The man being blamed for setting up Manti Te'o with a fake girlfriend and a fake Twitter account, Renaya Tuiasosopo, is actually going to be seen on the next season of The Voice. He is telling the producers of The Voice that he was in a horrible van accident and that one of his family members was feared to be brain dead, but it was a miracle. Everyone survived. Now, that story may have moved the producers, but it was not enough to move the judges. Not one of them turned their chair around for this guy. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.